Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. I hope that your day has gone well, that things are working out for you. You know, here on The Mark White Show, we want to make a difference in your life. We want to show difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. Today, we're going to talk a little bit different subject. We're going to focus on seafood, and we're going to focus on wild and sustainable and these different words that we hear when we're a consumer looking to purchase seafood. So to do that, I have a national nutrition media expert and spokesperson, Roxana Essani, on the show with me right now. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Roxana.
Hi, Mark. I'm so excited to be here.
You have opportunities to be a dietitian for someone to help those who are focused on their sports, maybe getting fit for a certain athletic competition. You've been featured in Women's Health Magazine, U.S. News and World Report, and so much more. You're a contributing writer for Eating Well, a recipe developer for Everyday Health. You've taken this nutritional effort to a big level for yourself.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, I just love the power of nutrition and educating people about it.
When did this start for you, Roxana? How young were you when you started focusing on nutrition and the importance of nutrition for ourselves?
Well, you know, I really loved baking growing up. And as we know, eating baked goods all day is not that nutritious. So I evolved and started to learn more about nutrition as I got older into the teenage years. And I also was an athlete growing up too. So I noticed how food can really impact you as an athlete, and certain healthy, good foods can really make a difference to how you feel on the court and off the court.
What sports did you play, Roxana?
Oh, I did pretty much everything from running to lacrosse to basketball. I was like a multi-year athlete all over the place.
Did you have any coaches in particular who stressed or emphasized nutrition when it came to your athletic efforts?
You know, I just had a lot of wonderful professors and teachers, and my own mother was always, you know, providing us with nutritious meals. So I think I just got inspired, you know, primarily by teachers and my own family who loves to eat healthy as well.
You know, a lot of us want to be focused on nutrition and to have a healthy life. Obviously, we want to live and enjoy life health-wise. A lot of people, though, when they start nutrition and they think about a diet, they think about, well, I'm going to have to get rid of all of these things that I've been eating and change everything completely, and they fall off the wagon. Have you ever had a moment yourself, Roxana, where you would consider yourself falling off the wagon, or have you been sticking with it the whole time?
You know, I don't think you necessarily fall off the wagon and then you're, you know, all hope is lost. I really encourage people to work on one goal at a time, right? Because it can be hard to make health-related goals happen and stick. So I really just encourage people to stick to one goal at a time for better wellness. So, for example, if you want to start eating healthier, maybe your goal is to add more seafood into your diet, for example.
Yes.
So you try to work in seafood at least twice a week. And that's your goal that you work on that month. And then, you know, the next month we can work on another goal. So I think just taking small one goals at a time is really the most effective for creating lifelong, you know, habits and lifestyles.
Absolutely. And when we go to the grocery store, as you know, it's not necessarily the healthiest food that is the most cost. What's the word I want to use here? Most affordable. The food that's most affordable a lot of times is food that's not very healthy for us.
Yeah, I mean, the great thing is I do think that you can find healthy in every aisle of the grocery store.
Wow.
And I know we're talking about, you know, seafood today, right? You definitely can find fresh, frozen, and canned, which are all nutritious options. So I do think you can find healthy in each of the aisles. You just have to maybe need a little bit of guidance from a registered dietitian like myself, for example.
Absolutely. And seafood. We're talking about seafood today. We're focusing on that. And as we think about seafood, and you said if somebody set a goal maybe to have seafood twice a week, set that as an initial goal. Every time that I start, and I'm thinking of myself right now, Roxana, because I'm one of these people who falls off the wagon consistently, and I do want to be healthy. I'm 44 years old, about to be 45, and I talked to a martial arts guy last night about setting up a sponsorship where I could take me and my daughter to do martial arts. So I do have it in my mind that I want to be healthy. At the same time, you know, when I go to the store, I'm a little overwhelmed with what's all there, and then I sort of lose track of what is healthy, what can I eat to stay on track.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you can start right in the produce aisle, right? Usually walk right into the produce section of the grocery store, and you can pick up a variety of different fruits and veggies and fill at least half your cart with those fruits and veggies. And then you can move on to, for example, the meat and seafood aisle and pick out fresh or frozen seafood. I, of course, love anything wild caught Alaskan seafood. Like, for example, you could pick out salmon, or you could pick out herring, or you could pick out pollock or sablefish or cod or crab even. There's so many options in the seafood aisle. And then you can move on to the dairy aisle and pick up some low-fat dairy options, and then just kind of move through the store in that manner, and just really trying to fill up your cart with nutrient-dense items.
And on the packaging, as you've mentioned, you might see the word wild, or you might see sustainable, you might see Alaskan. And when you're talking about wild and sustainable, what does it mean to eat seafood that is wild and sustainable?
Yeah, so eating wild and sustainable seafood means you're purchasing seafood that has been caught in its natural environment, while also prioritizing its natural ecosystem. And sustainability is part of Alaska's constitution. And all seafood that comes from Alaska is wild, natural, and sustainable. And the great thing about Alaska, it's available year-round. So whether you're purchasing fresh that day, or frozen, or canned, or you can stock up on all three options and kind of use a mix and match throughout the week, you know, there's plenty of options available out there for you when you're looking for wild and sustainably harvested seafood.
Personally, I love salmon. I love to go to the fresh part of the grocery store where they have the fish section and they have the salmon laying out there, and get it fresh as possible, as opposed to the bag. I will get the bag because it's cheaper, but if I can afford it, I will go ahead and get the salmon that's out there, say at a Publix grocery store. And it always, putting it on the grill, I love to have salmon on the grill. That's one way that I enjoy it, because I'm really a beef eater, but I realize that seafood can be healthier for me. What are the health benefits of eating wild-caught seafood?
There are so many. So for one, it's a high-quality source of protein, and it's providing you with naturally occurring omega-3 fatty acids, which can support your heart and your immune health. It's also rich in other immune-boosting vitamins and minerals, vitamin D, vitamin A, selenium, zinc, glutamine. And there's new exciting research coming out that seafood from Alaska is healthier than we ever thought. So it contains more of the nutrients that you do want and less of the contaminants that you don't want. So it's really a nutritious choice for the entire family.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Roxana Ehsani. We're talking about nutrition and the big overall picture of being well, a healthy life that we're wanting to live. And she's a nutritional media expert and spokesperson recognized nationally. We're talking about wild and sustainable today, and we have a few more questions to ask her as we continue this conversation. If you'll stick with me, Roxana, we'll continue on the other side, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. with the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have this guest on the line. She is an expert, and I love to have experts because that helps me get on track, because I realize the individual knows their business. And she definitely, if you check out Roxana Esani on her website, you will see a lot of different information that can be helpful. The different places that she's been seen and even quoted on across the country, it's amazing. And I appreciate your taking time today to join me on the Mark White Show, Roxana.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Mark. I'm excited to be here.
This is wonderful. I do try to, as I said, try to focus on health. And sometimes I realize, for even myself and others, getting that quick food, that grab at the local fast food, is something that a lot of times we look and say, well, I just don't have time to prepare. I don't have time to get this ready. And I would like for you to address some of the biggest misconceptions about preparing seafood, so that a person can look at it and say, well, okay, that's not as overwhelming as I thought.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people, you know, think that seafood takes a really long time to prep, or maybe they don't know how to prep it or don't know how to cook it. But the great thing about seafood is it can be ready within 15 minutes. So whether you're grilling it, sauteing it, pan searing it, fresh or frozen, it can hit your table within 15 minutes. And even if you have no time to cook, you can always open up a can of wild Alaska salmon and add it to finished dishes, like a salad or to cooked pasta or to a grain bowl.
That is a great idea, using it as an alternative. So you could use the seafood in some of the dishes that we're already preparing.
Exactly. Yes.
I love that. You have done one-on-one consulting with a lot of people. What have you seen as far as those who had to make some serious changes in their ability to have that self-discipline and self-control to do it. That could be, seems like, the biggest challenge for a person, to just have the self-discipline, the self-control to say, I'm going to focus on my health. I'm going to change a few things. And as you mentioned in the first segment, start out with smaller goals and achieve those goals and just keep on working through until you get to a place where you can look and say, okay, I'm living a healthy lifestyle.
Right. Yeah. Making health goals and changes can be challenging, right? But for whatever reason, you know, whether a person's trying to improve their athletic ability, for example, like on the court, or they're trying to improve their heart health, maybe they came back from their doctor and they have high cholesterol, for example, right? Just making kind of small changes to their diet is really helpful. I never will ask a person to completely cut everything out that they don't like to eat, but we'll just make really small changes, which can add up to big results, right? So just by simply adding in one or two goals that are really easy and measurable to do, like, for example, I use the goal of adding at least 2 to 3 servings of seafood in each week, will, you know, improve heart health and support your immune system, is so significant and can really make such a long-term benefit in the long run.
And to be honest, a lot of us were raised with, like, unlike your mother who prepared healthy foods for you and your family, and there are those who have grown up with some fairly unhealthy habits that have been developed as younger people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm in the South, and so everything, a lot of foods are fried. You're going to have fried chicken. Right. You're going to have country fried steak. You're going to have gravy on everything that you eat, mashed potatoes, mm-hmm. and all the different fried corn. We figure out how to fry anything. We can fry Oreos. So it's, we're living in a world where we've built some habits, and it mm-hmm. takes, when I look at the plate, for example, I'm on your website right now and I'm looking at recipe development and I see a really beautiful plate of vegetables. But mm-hmm. we would take those vegetables, say the broccoli, and we're going to put cheese on it as opposed to eating it. You understand what I'm saying? That in our minds, mm-hmm. we're thinking, oh, I'm getting my broccoli in, but I've got to have my cheese on my broccoli. And if you have rice, you're going to have gravy on your rice as opposed to having the vegetables in their natural state, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely okay. We can make smaller swaps. Right. So if you really love to have cheese on your broccoli, right, can we maybe use like a lower fat cheese, or instead of frying all your meats, for example, can we maybe grill or saute or air fry some of those meats instead? Or instead of using like, just regular breading, can we use a whole wheat breading? So there's a little bit more fiber and a little bit more nutrition there. You know, I think you can make these simple swaps without compromising flavor. And that's something that I love to educate people on, right? Just making these small little swaps from deep frying to air frying can really add up to significant results. And it makes it just easier for that person to adapt a little bit healthier habits, right? And they don't have to make all these habits happen right away. We can just work on one at a time.
That makes me feel so much better. When you mentioned the air fryer, we actually have an air fryer at our house. And so there is that option to use the air fryer as opposed to some of the other ways that we cook. And I was just thinking, as I'm looking at, again, this plate of vegetables, and think about the seafood when it comes to salmon. Yeah. I love grilled salmon, as I said, but if you go to a restaurant and you get salmon, a lot of times they're going to give you a butter type of substance to put on the salmon. Mm-hmm. And maybe leaving that off might be helpful, but there's certain ways that we could do with seafood and cut some calories back or not make the seafood unhealthy for us.
Absolutely. You know, and it's so easy to prepare it in a healthy way, right? You can grill it, like I mentioned, or saute it, or pan sear it, or even air fry it if you'd like, and pair it with some veggies so you're getting that nutrition on there. And the great thing about Alaska seafood, you know, there's so many options. So I know you love salmon, but there's also cod, halibut, sable fish, pollock, crab. There's so many options available for, you know, all your listeners when it comes to seafood.
So what are you cooking, Roxanna?
So I actually love to make salmon as well. So I actually prepared a wild Alaska sockeye salmon with pineapple skewers, Now, this is great for anyone who loves that sweet and savory combination, and you can toss it on your grill and it's ready within 10 minutes. It's filled with nutritious veggies as well as the salmon. So we have some red onions, some red bell pepper, those pineapples on there, as well as the sockeye salmon. So a delicious dish. And then one of my other favorites is wild sablefish with miso and sesame greens. I don't know if you've given sablefish a try yet, but it is rich, buttery. It will melt right in your mouth. It's rich in those omega-3s, just like salmon is, and can be grilled within about 5 minutes. And I love to serve it up with some sauteed greens that I've sauteed in, like some garlic and ginger, to give it a really delicious and savory flavor.
Now, you're saying sablefish or stablefish?
Sablefish. It's also known as black cod, so you may see that on like a restaurant menu.
Okay.
But sablefish, and it's a really rich in omega-3s, just like salmon. So if you do love salmon, I highly encourage you to give this fish a try, because it's my new favorite type of fish to be eating.
You are certainly opening up doors for me today. I'm thinking now. My wheels are turning as I think about the different things that we can enjoy in on our plates. And I know that you have some recipes on your website. I do want to try to help you with your website too, to get some people over there to look, and maybe you can add some of those recipes. I'm going through right now and seeing a few recipes, and you could add some of your seafood recipes to your website.
Yeah. I definitely could.
That would be awesome, because I'm thinking about the sweet and savory, and you hit my heart right there, because that's exactly what I like.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can find these two recipes that I just described actually on AlaskaSeafood.org's website. They have delicious recipes, and they also have delicious cooking tips and information. So for your listeners who want these recipes, definitely head over to AlaskaSeafood.org to find them.
They say it's easy as 1, 2, 3. I'm on the website now, alaskaseafood.org. Folks, you can check it out. And Alaska Seafood, wild, natural, and sustainable. This has been a wonderful conversation. I hope you've enjoyed it too, Roxanne. I've enjoyed being able to talk about this and bring some awareness to wild and sustainable seafood and how we as consumers can enjoy that and live a healthier lifestyle.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark. It was a pleasure.
Thank you again, Roxanne. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.